Coming to you from 50 Oliver, this is Easton News, and my name is Joseph Taft.
And I'm Jack Ryan. Today is Friday, March 15th, 2024. The annual town election is scheduled for Saturday, April 20th, 2024. Polls will be open from 10 a.m. through 4 p.m. All voting precincts will vote at Oliver Ames High School, located at 100 Lothrop Street.
The Easton Police have had numerous reports of telephone scams from residents this year. These scammers may claim they are from the Treasury Department, the electric company, cable company, etc. Another method is to claim a relative is in jail and in need of bail money. Don't believe them. In many of these cases, the scammers may have real information, such as relatives' names, and they may even claim to be from the Easton Police Department, using a real officer's name. Most recently, a scammer called a resident claiming to be from the Easton Police Department, and the scammer was able to spoof the main phone number. Please note, the police department will never contact residents directly demanding any type of monetary payment. If you receive a call like this, do not give any information to the caller. They are scamming you. Please educate your friends and family about these scams, especially the elderly, as they are often targeted. Unfortunately, once funds are sent to these scammers, they are often unrecoverable.
On February 21st, 2024, Simpson Spring Water had 10 of their half-liter bottles tested and came up positive for higher than Massachusetts minimum requirements for PFAS. They are committed to providing the highest quality spring water from one natural source and will continue to provide full transparency to their customers. But during this time period, all of their vending units and sale of bottled water have been suspended. They are working with the state and local government and will keep the pages updated.
The officers and members of the American Legion Post No. 7 of Easton, Mass. Extend their best wishes to the graduation class of 2024. They want to offer these graduates an opportunity to participate in their scholarship program. This program is intended to recognize continuing academic excellence, civic involvement, and a level of conduct which reflects the ideals of the American Legion for past and present relatives of American Legion Post 7. Seniors must send their application to the Legion by the end of April to award prior to June graduation. You can find the application at the link below.
The Hockomock Film Festival is back. If you are a high school student in the Hockomock League, the categories are shorts, drama, comedy, or others, documentaries, and PSA. There are cash prizes for the winner. The deadline to enter is May 13th. To enter, you can go to hockomockfilmfestival.com.
Congratulations to the Ready, Set, Step team of Southeastern Regional Technical High School for their remarkable triumph at the Work It Dance Challenge. Not only did they achieve first place, the highest overall score in the entire competition, but they also received two spotlight awards from other dance companies, Judges' Choice Award and First Place Awards in their respective categories. Their outstanding performances earned them an invitation to nationals. Coach Brown is overflowing with pride for everyone on the team. Congratulations, Ready, Set, Step team.
Attention Easton veterans and surviving spouses, could you use some additional help this year paying for heating, fuel, transportation, food costs, or other needs? Please visit the website below or call 508-230-0690 for more information.
Don't have time to stay up and watch your favorite shows?
Like this one, obviously.
Well, don't forget, ECAT has a YouTube channel. There, you can find all old episodes. Just turn on notifications to be alerted when ECAT premieres news, features, and shows. You don't want to miss out.
Our handle is at EastonCatTV with TV in capital letters, of course.
The Easton Middle School Tigers hockey team are having tryouts for their team. The tryouts will be on March 28th at 5:30 p.m. until 6:20 at the Asioff Rink. You must RSVP by Thursday, March 21st. You can email oahockeybooster@gmail.com with the child's name and grade for 24-25 school year. A $100 deposit is required. You can Venmo, pay by cash, or check.
Do you know an Easton resident or an organization that benefits the community? Do you or someone you know have a special talent or a skill set that you would like to show off to your community? Well, ECAT has numerous shows and segments that may be a good fit for you. ECAT has always represented the talent and diversity of the people of Easton, and we want to highlight you. Email info@eastoncat.org to let us know what you want to see on our channels. We want to hear from you.
Mark your calendars for Earth Day. The NRT in Easton is holding a bio blitz on the evening of Monday, April 22nd, to celebrate and acknowledge the incredible abundance of life around us. In a bio blitz, participants try to find and identify as many different plant, animal, and fungi species as possible, documenting as much life as they can. They will be using the iNaturalist app to help identify and record whatever they find. This adults-only program is a great opportunity to experience the natural world in a new way, learn and share knowledge with others, and meet people who love the outdoors as much as you do. If you're interested, be sure to check out the NRT project page on iNaturalist.
The Friends operate the book sale room at Queasett House, which is open from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursdays and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays. They are accepting donations of gently used books in very good condition during their Saturday hours. Please visit Ames Free Library website for their donation guidelines.
Calling all local artists, the Easton Shoveltown Cultural District, in partnership with us over at ECAT, is excited to announce the return of the Arts and Media Show and Reception on April 6th from 4 to 7 p.m. at 50 Oliver Street in North Easton, right here at ECAT. We are now accepting applications from local artists to display and sell their art at this community art celebration. For artist application and instructions, visit the link below, or you can email arodriguez@easton.ma.us. The deadline to apply is March 1st.
The Tricentennial Committee is still looking for volunteers to help out in several areas. If you would like to help Easton celebrate its 300th birthday, you can email easton300.2025@gmail.com. Also visit their website at easton300.org.
After the break, you'll find out who's this week's Pet of the Week.
This is Easton News.
Want to get involved in an exciting race around historic Northeastern? Apply to be on Expedition Easton, a local version of the amazing race produced by ECAT. This summer, six pairs, 12 contestants, will get the chance to compete for the grand prize. All ages are welcome, but each pair must have one member over 18 years old. Think you got what it takes to complete the expedition? Email info@eastoncat.org or call us at 508-230-7200. Casting has begun. Dates are set for June 22nd, 23rd, 29th, and 30th. Grab your bat and glove. The Easton Youth Baseball League signups are open for registration. The Easton Youth Baseball League is a Cal Ripken / Babe Ruth league chartered for players ages 6 through high school in Easton, Mass., of course. They strive to provide players with a safe, supportive, and competitive environment to pursue their baseball aspirations. Their home is Militia Park in Easton. You can go to eastonyouthbaseball.org to find out more information and to register.
Could your dog be a therapy dog? Join Mara Porter of Clear Skies Dog Training and Evaluation LLC and certifier through Dog Bones Therapy Dogs of Massachusetts to learn about what a therapy dog does, what the visits are like, and what skills and behavior your dog needs to pass a therapy dog certification test. Information sessions are followed by a question and answer. It's free to the public. Seating is limited. You can RSVP with the link below. It will be held at the APCSM at 1300 West Elm Street Extension in Brockton, Mass. On April 22nd at 6 p.m.
Now it's time for your APCSM Pet of the Week. There are some pets that are looking for their forever home, so let's take a look.
The APCSM has plenty of friendly, lovable guinea pigs waiting to find their forever home. Each guinea pig is unique, but if one thing's for sure, they sure do love their veggies. If you're thinking about adopting a guinea pig, fill out a small pet animal adoption application on apcsm.org. Meet Buddy. Buddy is a fun-loving adult pit bull terrier who is looking for his forever home. Buddy is looking for a home where he can be a dog's dog. He would make a wonderful companion for someone who is looking to throw the ball around in the backyard or hang out on the couch. Buddy likes to talk and can get pretty excitable. He loves his walks, stuffed toys, and just curling up in a comfy spot for quiet time. Dogs like Buddy tend to spend a very long time waiting in a shelter for a home. If Buddy sounds like a good fit for you or someone you know, please share his story or fill out a dog adoption application on our website, apcsm.org. The Agatha Christie classic Murder on the Orient Express is adapted for stage by Ken Ludwig. It will be performed by the Stonehill Theater Company. An American tycoon lies dead in his compartment, stabbed 8 times, his door locked from the inside, and passengers rely on Detective Hercule Poirot to identify the murderer in case he or she decides to strike again. March 22nd, 23rd at 7:30 p.m. and 17th and the 24th at 2 p.m. in the Hemingway Theater at Stonehill College. You can go to the link below for tickets.
Borderland has new closing hours for spring. They'll open daily at 8 a.m. on March 10th, and they will close at 6 p.m. Then, starting on April 7th, they extend it to close at 7 p.m. Then finally on May 12th, they'll extend it again to close at 8 p.m. Just as a reminder, vehicles in the parking lot after closing time may be locked in and subject to a parking fine. When we come back, your 7-day forecast.
And OA Sports are winding down. You're watching Easton News.
Hey, are you a fan of history? If so, come for adventure with me, your host Drew Daugherty, as we explore some of the most impactful events of all time. We talk about U.S. history. These events led up to the creation of the first Continental Congress. World history. The Allied forces consist of France, the United Kingdom, Russia, Japan, and Italy, and influential figures.
The legacy of Martin Luther King is one of selflessness, and he never stopped believing in the equal and free America.
You'll get my takes and opinions, so come along for adventure on Drew's Venture History TV. Check us out between your recently scheduled programming as well as on YouTube. Thank you.
Oh, I didn't see you there.
Sick of all the new shows and movies dominating pop culture? Well, have no fear, because old-time movie and old-time TV are here, where we like to add our own flair.
There's a truck out front, and if we could just get the keys...
Man, are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? Those are flesh-eating zombies. They upended our car, okay? We're lucky to be alive, especially Joe. I had to pull him out of the trunk, for crying out loud.
It's been a long day.
Also, make sure to check out the Radiocast, our accompanying podcast where we talk about what we've watched.
There was a lot of moments of just Mac on the raft going down the river, just internal like monologuing over and over and over.
We show the classics and nothing but the classics. Well, except for the weird ones. Check us out on all our channels as well as our YouTube.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for your upcoming 7-day weather forecast. So let's kick it over to Chief Meteorologist Adam Carrero.
This is your ECAT Weekly weather forecast. We are in and out of rain Friday and the weekend. Saturday being the only one day with no rain, mainly cloudy, but temps stay in the mid-50s the whole weekend. The work week is rain-free, but the sun will be blocked with clouds most days. Temps do stay at or above average, but we stay dry. I'm Adam Carrero, and this has been your ECAT Weekly weather forecast.
Superintendent Leisha Cabral, Olive Rames High School Principal Kelly Cavanaugh, and Art Department Chair Kristen Shea are pleased to announce that multiple Olive Rames students have been recognized as part of this year's Scholastic Art and Writing Awards in the Massachusetts Amazing Emerging Artist Recognitions Exhibit. Olive Rames artists received 13 placements, 4 gold keys, 3 silver keys, and 6 honorable mention awards. Gold key awarded entries are automatically considered for national events, including gold medal, silver medal, and scholarship awards. An award ceremony will be held on Sunday, March 17th to recognize gold and silver key recipients. The exhibit of recognized works will be open to the public from March 16th to 23rd from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tufts University, Breed Memorial Hall, 51 Winthrop Street in Medford.
Like watching this show or any other ECAT programming? Well, that doesn't happen without help and support from viewers like you. ECAT is a nonprofit organization and it relies on some help from the viewers. If you would like, you can submit a small donation on our website, eastoncat.org, and continue the running of ECAT programming. Just go to the main page, scroll down until you see the donation options or the QR code. And as a bonus, when you donate $15 to ECAT, you will get a cat. Not a real one, the APCSM has those, but a nice plush one can be yours with a small donation.
Do you love local history? Join the Friends of Borderland for their 2024 tour season. They're looking for volunteers to help with tour guides and ushers. They're looking for enthusiastic individuals to share the unique history of the Ames Mansion and the legacy of Blanche and Oakes Ames. The Friends of Borderland will have 2 training opportunities for interested people to attend. Tours are held on Sundays, April through November. To register, email borderlandpark@mass.gov.
Help send off the 2024 OA seniors this year on May 19th at 11:30. The seniors will have a parade that will go across the north end of town. They will start from beyond the OA High School gym and work their way to Center Street to Main Street, then work their way to the NRT Sheep Pasture across from Easton Fitness. Then they will have their own senior celebration at the NRT Sheep Pasture.
Teens, get ready for April's solar eclipse. On Friday, March 22nd at the Quesit House, they will be hosting a teen eclipse party from 12 to 2:15 p.m. You can bring a black t-shirt to create a bleached eclipse effect while watching Bella, Jacob, and Edward on the big screen. No registration required, but remember to bring your own black shirt.
A new Easton competition is happening this summer that will have you racing around town.
And I have your sports recap for you. You're watching Easton News.
Here we go.
My name is Harrison Young, and after 13 years of talk show experience, I seek to bring you the best and interviews with some of the very best guests around, including, and here we are, experts.
I've seen thousands of demons actually come out of the mirror one time.
Wow. Musical guests and artists.
If I say how I feel, would you really listen?
And interesting characters of all types.
I threw that kid across the classroom. I look. He didn't try that ever again.
Wow. Join me at Topic Time on your Easton cable station anytime they want to play it. And what I understand, that's quite a few times a day. And I love it.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of For the Love of Words.
After a 3-year hiatus, join me, John Holgerson, and
Priscilla Almquist Olson,
as we interview poets and musicians.
Could you give the audience a little summary of your background as a child?
When I turned 7 or so, we were car bombed. That stuck out.
And have them share their love of words.
Sometimes I wonder, do you
A thin broth of moonlight caught in the trees spreads across the garden brush, so one side of every stick shimmers while the other sides melt into one another, a mass grave of cherry, pear, and pine.
For the Love of Words, at 7 p.m. on Thursdays.
Get financial. Know how to prepare yourself for what may be ahead for you and your parents. Nora Youssef will hold a lecture on the health of your wealth. It's a financial know-how for your elderly parents. It will be on March 21st at the Quesit House from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Registration is required. You can go to the Ames Free Library website to register.
Want to get involved in an exciting race around historic North Easton? Well, then apply to be on Expedition Easton, a local version of the amazing race produced by ECAT. This summer, six pairs, 12 contestants, will get the chance to compete for the grand prize. All ages are welcome, but each pair must have one member over 18 years old. Think you've got what it takes to complete the expedition? Email info@eastoncat.org or call us at 508-230-7200. Because casting has begun. Dates are set for June 22nd, 23rd, 29th, and 30th.
The town of Easton is having an annual Easter egg hunt on March 23rd at Keach Park, 49 Chestnut Street. It will start at 11:30 a.m. Tickets are $5 and find more info at the rec desk on the town website.
Spinathon has quickly become one of the most anticipated annual fundraising events at Old Colony YMCA. Every year, hundreds of Y members, volunteers, and supporters gather to cycle on stationary bikes and raise money to support children and families in need throughout local communities. Join them for Spinathon on Saturday, March 23rd at Shoveltown Brewery, or for Zumbathon and Aqua Zumbathon at the Easton Y. To register or to view class offerings, visit the link below to reserve your spot. Registering will automatically create your personal fundraising page, and every dollar you raise will support the Y and your local community. Now it's time for your weekly OA Sports Recap. Welcome back to your weekly OA Sports Recap. Girls basketball was the last team standing, so let's get right into it. On Friday, March 8th, Oliver Ames hosted the MIAA Girls Quarterfinal against Whitman-Hanson. The gym was overflowing with people for this 5-v-13 matchup. OA started out strong thanks to timely scoring of senior captain Sarah Hilliard. The Tigers held a 14-point lead at halftime. Whitman-Hanson wasn't done, though. The Panthers cut the lead to 1 point with just 13.2 seconds to play in the game. Sophomore Mary Rhodes hit 1 out of 2 free throws to put the Tigers up by 2. Whitman-Hanson followed by also hitting just 1 of 2 free throws. OA was then able to inbound the ball and avoid being fouled, running out the clock for the tight victory.
They get it up to Catherine Farley, and that's going to be the game, folks. Tigers win.
They win. The Tigers move on to the Final Four.
That win punched OA's ticket to the Final Four. They traveled to neutral site Taunton High School to take on the number one seeded Medfield Warriors on March 11th. The Tigers faced an uphill battle in this one, as Medfield's starting lineup is deadly on the offensive side of the floor. That proved to be the case on Monday, as Medfield took an early 11-4 lead. OA fought back as Hilliard and Annie Riley put some points on the board to cut it back to 4. Cameron Durba hit a few three-pointers in the second quarter, but Medfield just kept pouring it on. At the end of the half, the score was 29-17. Durba started the second half with another deep three, but Medfield responded with an 8-0 run. Unfortunately, the deficit was too great for the Tigers to claw out of, and they ended up losing this one 60-46. Medfield earned their ticket to the Songus Arena with this win, but the Tigers deserve credit for playing their hearts out these entire playoffs. Senior captain Cadence Durba had a pair of threes in her final game as a Tiger. Senior captain Sarah Hilliard earned Hockomock Player of the Week for her efforts on the hardwood. Against Silver Lake, she scored 16. Against Minishog, she went for 11, 7, and 4 blocks. Against Whitman-Hanson, again, she had 9, 13, and 2 blocks. Then finally against Medfield, Hilliard had 15, 11, and 3 blocks. Coach Costello and the Tigers will miss her and all the seniors next season. This has been your weekly OA Sports Recap. We'll be back before you know it with spring sports, as baseball, softball, track, tennis, and boys and girls lacrosse will be getting going in early April. We'll see you then. Thank you all for watching. This has been Joseph Taft, and I hope you all had a very happy Pi Day. Jack, what did you do on your Pi Day?
I'm Jack Ryan. I didn't really do anything. I'm not the biggest fan of the day.
Why is that?
It just goes on forever. This has been Easton News.